Simon Gere, everyone's favourite weatherman. How are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you. I hope you can hear me okay. My line to you is not great.
Well, where are you that the great wonders of technology can't reach you?
I'm actually down in Zanine, of all places. We are down here shooting a story on baobabs for 50/50.
Oh, wow. It's cool. Baobabs are great. They even have to move them to make way for roads in that part of the world. Moving a baobab is quite a thing. All right, never mind. We'll talk about baobabs at another time. Simon, what we do need to know is that everyone is going a little bit bossy about straws at the moment. And now I see there's a pushback to say that straws aren't the real problem. So we thought we'd get an expert in to tell us about marine pollution and whether my straw makes a difference.
Okay, so firstly, I think we've got to not think only about straws, but think of single-use plastics in general. So any plastic object that we only use once and then throw away is wasteful and just generally bad news. Now, straws are an obvious one because they can't really be recycled either. So there is an opportunity to change our thinking, and I think they'll become a very sort of symbolic part of this movement because it's something that, you know, we see every day, everywhere we go out. And so, yes, just changing straws won't necessarily, solve all the world's problems, but it's a really, really good start. And the nice thing is that there are other options. In the same way that we don't have single-use plastic knives and forks when we go out to eat, I think single-use plastic straws are going to disappear as well. And we're just going to accept that either metal straws or bamboo straws are going to be something that we'll get at restaurants. But we definitely need to not only think about those, but think about all the plastic packaging that we use, particularly stuff that we only use once. There's an opportunity to really rethink all of those sort of things.
So now, one of the pushback articles that I've seen, Simon, about this issue is to say, that single-use plastic is actually a small part of ocean pollution, and we should rather be putting our efforts into getting the right kind of legislation that's available that actually the argument was that the most pollution in the ocean is from netting and from the fishing industry. And that if we were to push to enact certain kinds of legislation around that it would actually be a more of a meaningful response. Does that sound like a useful way of looking at the issue?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's either or. I don't see why we shouldn't be doing both. Mm-hmm. So those arguments don't really, hold any water with me at all. Of course we should be sorting out the fishing industry, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't also be thinking quite seriously about our plastic use. And what we forget is that any plastic that's dropped on the floor anywhere, ultimately is going to get washed into our sewer system, into our rivers, and ultimately into the sea. So it's, we tend to think of litter as being sort of out of sight, out of mind once it's been washed down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
But there certainly is measurably large amounts of microplastics in our oceans now, right the way across our oceans. And the way to sort that out is to be tackling it at source. And I think that there's other issues here as well that even just without looking at the oceans necessarily, but stopping single-use plastics for more sustainable solutions is going to be better all the way along the value chain, not just where the waste finally ends up.
Yeah, certainly very interesting and very simple. I mean, you don't, straws come automatically when you come in to a restaurant, and obviously some people do like to use them for, I don't guess, hygiene reasons or there's, people with disabilities, but I don't find it's always necessary to use a straw and, or as you say, other single-use plastic. So why not just say no thank you and leave it for the next person if they want it?
Well, exactly. And I think, I think the straw needs to become the symbol for this thing. It mustn't be the only plastics that we care about, mm-hmm. but certainly as the symbol and the poster child for the plastics we're going to stop using, I think it's a great object to focus on.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Simon, for giving us a sense. No straw man arguments there from Simon Gere.